From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's coverage of Mosaic's Mother's Day tribute concert. Our buddy Mark DeRose partnered with Mosaic to organize an all-star cast of Central Pennsylvania songwriters to perform at a concert on Mother's Day to benefit April and Keith Good, who organized a team of friends to participate in the Susan G. Komen 3-day walk for breast cancer awareness.
We pondered and pondered, and we were looking at dates, and it popped up that Mother's Day, or around now, was a good time to try something. So we thought, well, let's do a Mother's Day tribute. And it worked out. We were trying to figure out, we definitely wanted to have it benefit a cause. And then I was hanging out with a buddy of mine. We were actually on a golf trip down in Carolina, and we were talking about different things that he and his wife had been involved with through her journey with her battle of breast cancer.
Coming up, it's Mosaic's Mother's Day tribute concert featuring conversations and live performances from Mark DeRose, Derry Miller, Sarah Beth and Danny Fiore, Stephen Courtney and Jessica Smucker. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. At the Wood Stove House, we're delighted to welcome our friends from Indian Summer Jars back to Lancaster for a Wood Stove House concert. On Saturday, June 2nd, the Jars will be performing at our first house concert on Concord in Lancaster City. House concerts are the absolute best way to experience live original music in an intimate, distraction-free environment. Check out woodstovehouse.com and click the Next House Concert button in the top menu for more details about this show. Seats are very limited, so don't hesitate to make your reservations today. Here's The Dream by Indian Summer Jars on Around the Wood Stove.
I was captured by the man of my dreams. He ain't real, baby, and he may never be, but we lay down by the edge of the creek, and we may love, baby, 'cause we don't know how to speak. Afraid of the water. I'm not afraid of the water. Well, I was captured by the tricks up his sleeves. He's got plenty for. Let's put an end to his fine trickery and bury his dream down deep and wear it out to be. And I'm not.
That was The Dream by Indian Summer Jars on Around the Wood Stove. Around the Wood Stove is brought to you in part by Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster. For convenient access to locally produced, fresh and healthy groceries and environmentally sustainable products, visit Lemon Street Market today. If you're in a rush, no problem. Lemon Street Market has on-site parking and a variety of locally sourced and prepared ready-to-eat meals. If you'd rather take your time and relax, the market has indoor and outdoor seating and features the new Herd of Turtles Cafe that offers coffees, teas, and other drinks along with assorted items for breakfast. Lemon Street Market is Lancaster's healthy grocer, fresh, local, and friendly, featuring regional and world-sourced foods for your complete shopping experience. Visit Lemon Street Market at 241 West Lemon Street in Lancaster or online at www.lemonstreetmarket.com. On the program today, it's our buddy Mark DeRose, along with an all-star cast of Central Pennsylvania songwriters for Mosaic's Mother's Day tribute concert. The concert was also a benefit for a Lancaster area team who will be participating in the Susan G. Komen 3-Day. That's a 60-mile walk for breast cancer awareness and research. Mark's dear friend April Good began her fight with breast cancer a couple years ago. April's husband Keith and sister-in-law Jill Good Miller have joined forces to put together a team of 16 who will be training and raising money for the walk all summer long. Find links on the show post to find out how you can help. And coming up a little later in the program, it's a conversation with Jill Goodmiller and Mosaic visionary Nick Francis talking about the team and their upcoming walk. First up, here's Mark DeRose and Derry Miller. Joining me at Mosaic's Mother's Day show, the man behind this show, Mark DeRose, along with Derry Miller. Thanks, guys, for taking a minute to talk about tonight's show. This is it's a special show for Mosaic. Well, there's a couple things going on tonight. First of all, it's the Mother's Day show, and there's some money being raised for a cause. We'll get into that. But it's also, this is the last night that Mosaic's doing shows at Fulton Elementary, which for people who don't live in Lancaster, and I've done some Mosaic shows, it must be strange to say we're at Fulton Elementary for this show, right? But for us, it's all normal.
Sure.
Because we've got this great stage and this great ornate theater in this really old elementary school building that we all get to go and watch these great concerts in. But yes, tonight's the last night because the school's going to be doing renovations for a while.
Yeah.
And so that's a big deal.
Yeah. I'd never been here before. And I walked in and thought, oh my goodness, what a lovely theater.
Yeah,
and,
it's beautiful.
I'm anxious to see what comes out on the other end once they're done with the renovations and such.
Yeah, it should be even better, but it's a great space. It's a great place to have concerts, and Mosaic's done a fabulous job over the years.
Absolutely.
So, Mark, tell me about tonight. How did this come together? Well, explain what it is, and then tell us how it formed for you.
It started, I met with Nick. We chatted over coffee. We said, he told me about how Mosaic approaches their shows and how they try to make it more than just about music and incorporate as much other mediums and such into it. We pondered and pondered, and we were looking at dates, and it popped up that Mother's Day or around now was a good time to try something. So we thought, well, let's do a Mother's Day tribute. And it worked out. We were trying to figure out, we definitely wanted to have it benefit a cause. And then I was hanging out with a buddy of mine. We were actually on a golf trip down in Carolina, and we were talking about different things that he and his wife had been involved with through her journey with her battle of breast cancer. And he was telling me about they're doing the Susan G. Komen 3-day walk, which I should know this for sure. I think it's down in Philly, but it's in October.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heading down there to do that, and it seemed like a logical fit. And called Nick and said, hey, I have these family friends who could use help raising some funds. Each member on their team has to raise a certain amount of money.
I see.
And we're just going to pitch it in the lump, and they're going to spread it around to every team member.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And they're lovely people. I mean, it's, I'd honestly, when I heard about April and her situation, I think it's now, again, I should know this number better too. I think it's 2 years now since she first had been diagnosed, and they just have a really, really neat family. Keith's real tall and kind of, he's an architect and he's like a man's man, and he's got a house full of women, his wife and three girls, and it's just, they're a hoot to be with, because you see Keith kind of, he changes a little bit when they're on much estrogen, even in little people. And so they've been a blast to work with on this and to hear their story. And Keith's sister Jill has been instrumental in helping out, and she'll be here tonight answering questions and a part of the conversation and the show and stuff. So really cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're going to have them on the podcast as well, so we can link up to places where people can go as they hear this.
Fantastic.
And make donations. So that's a great show to put together. I mean, Mosaic's done some really interesting performances.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really a surprise when something cool and different emerges, you know.
Yeah.
But that's great. Congratulations on pulling that together.
Oh, thank you.
And we've got a handful of musicians that will be playing as well besides just you. Let's talk about that process of pulling together the... It's like an all-star team tonight. It's great.
Careful.
Well, you know.
Besides.
And
besides
the water boy.
Me. Yeah.
Well, and I, real quick, just to... I don't know how many folks are familiar with Nick Francis. I would... I'll maybe call him Mr. Mosaic, which would make Benjamin Bachman Mrs. Mosaic. But anyway, Nick's been extremely helpful through all this stuff. I'm getting engaged, or I am engaged. I'm getting married. I'm losing my brain here. I'm getting married in 2 weeks, so Nick has been an extremely huge help amidst all that reality. And so in regard to picking the lineup and such, we were throwing the feelers out there and came up with this great lineup. And you know, to go down the line, I've known the girls for a while. Sarah, who's a part of Indian Summer Jars, I've played a lot of shows with them, and in particular just adore Sarah's approach to music. We'll talk about guitar and playing and stuff, and it's so organic. And I'm probably what's the word, self-deprecatingly, so I don't know if that's a word, but
it's close enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. to self-default. I love to know what's going on. And she's so just like, I don't know, dude. It's this. And it's beautiful. And it's brilliant. And I'm always like, man, I wish I could do that. So I'm fascinated with her playing. So there was Sarah, and then I've known Jeff Smucker for a handful of years. We met years ago at a gig in York, and very recently got to be good buddies with Derry through music and Think the World of His Stuff. And then
the Water Boy.
Waterboy, of course. And then we have, I guess that would make Steven the coach, the elder statesman.
The godfather, man.
The godfather.
He's eyeing up my guitar.
You're Hoffner.
Yeah.
At any rate, so I've known him, well, golly, a good couple years here and Think the World of him. And always a pleasure to get to do anything musical with him. So
that's a great lineup.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's neat. I'm fascinated when you can do anything that's quote unquote work and you're doing it with friends, you know, and it's a goofy business of music, and it's good to look around and know you have friends.
What songs are you playing tonight for the tribute?
Well, I was looking at my song list, and I've written a lot of songs for friends, and I was kind of reflecting, going, man, I feel like whenever I've dug in to write for mom and dad, it's kind of been through hard times. So I said to Nick, I said, well, I have a couple tunes. I said, they're more songs of, hey, let's dig deep for some strength here. And I said, is that going to be okay? And he said, no, I think it fits. And so I have a couple that, actually, my father went through a battle with cancer a handful of years back, and kind of watching my parents go through that journey, playing two from that. And then wrote a song for my mom amidst that. It's not exactly, I love you, mom. There's love in that, but it's more about, hey, we got to beat this thing together.
Hey there, Georgia, who stole your light from you? Always looking so sad with your eyes so blue. Been down too long, I can't remember you. And I miss those days and the way we used to do. You know I love you like no other. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. 'Cause in this life, we all have a light to shine. All my life, your light has been a friend of mine. Don't you hide it away, let your light shine on me.
That was Shine from Mark DeRose live at Mosaic's Mother's Day tribute concert on Around the Wood Stove. Before the show, I spent a few minutes with the performers. Here's Derry Miller from Derry Miller and the Veil. Derry, what are you doing tonight? What are you playing?
Well, Mark got me here by saying, he actually originally said he was raising funds for my band, which is why I was here. But then he throws a fast one on me, tells me it's for something else. No, I'm kidding. No, Mark, I meant
Is
Mark.
That your strategy, Derry, that you're going to start doing fundraisers?
Yeah, like just for me.
Benefit concerts for you.
Just for me, yeah.
That's called general business gigs.
Yeah, that's... No, I forget when I met Mark. Gosh.
We met over there at the Boondocks.
At the Boondocks, that's right. And I got a text from both Nick and Mark saying, would you be willing to do a solo show with... for benefiting this particular individual
and breast cancer.
Battling breast cancer. And ironically, for Mother's Day, and even more ironically, my mother battled breast cancer when I was in sixth grade, until about eighth grade or ninth grade. And I mean, she's alive and well. Mm-hmm. And
so it's hitting close to home.
Hitting close to home, and... even more so that she's probably my number one fan. So she'll be
number
here tonight.
Number two.
Besides Mark. And so I was very willing, and I don't do many solo shows anymore, so I was
That's cool.
I was excited to do that again, and brings me back to the old days about 2 years ago.
going way back
to 2010. Way back
to
2010.
Yeah.
I said, lover, I look in your eyes. I can see out the miles. I surely would stay if it weren't for the self-sacrifice. I lay down inside.
I'd saddle with a knife pressed to my throat, my karma arrive. Well, there's a package sitting on your doorstep. Oh, baby, you've been chosen. Sit on back. It's a colorful explosion. Watch out to see some black and white. Oh, black and white. Can I please testify? Betrayed in these treacherous times. I sing no for one, sir. There's a light, but they never show. So I flow with the time. Can I please testify? Trapped in these treacherous nights, I signal for one searchlight, but they never show. So I flow with the time just to think about it.
Derry Miller live with Testify on Around the Wood Stove.
Thanks for taking a few minutes, guys, to chat
about
this.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Have a great show.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to this. This is gonna be great.
It's gonna be fun.
Thank you, sir.
Make sure you keep these guys watered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Next up, it's Sarah Beth and Danny Fiore. Sarah has been performing in the Central Pennsylvania region for many years with the band Indian Summer Jars. And Danny is an accomplished percussionist, guitarist, and songwriter.
Welcome back to Around the Wood Stove. And welcome to Around the Wood Stove to Danny. You've
First
not
time.
Been on the show. So I'm really excited about the show tonight. And I want if you could just tell me a little bit about what you're planning to do, what your contribution mm-hmm. is for the show, that'd be great.
Well, two songs, two original songs, and keeping in the theme of family and love, and which I write a lot about, and so that wasn't too hard to pick a couple. So I'm going to do a tune called A Part, which is on Catalyst on the album, and basically it means a piece of a whole, and the song was inspired by growing older and things changing and staying, you know, connected with your people, with your family, and learning more about each other. And then another song is Butterfly Skydiver, and it's a song that we recorded. It's not released or anything like that yet, but so chose those two because I thought they were, you know, really close to home, close to the heart.
Oh, that's great. How did you get involved with tonight?
Mark DeRose is a good friend of mine, and we've done a few shows together over the years, so he called me up about it, and I said I'd love to do it. So,
And you and Danny have been playing quite a few shows recently around mm-hmm. the Central Pennsylvania region, including one that we're doing. Woodstove House is sponsoring a stage for Music Friday. By the time this show airs, that show will have already passed. But tell me a little bit about this act, about this duo of Sarah Beth and Danny, and what you guys are doing.
This act, well... I played some hand percussion for Sarah Beth on some of her Indian Summer Jars, for some of her Indian Summer Jars songs, and I have my own solo project in the works where I write instrumental guitar pieces, a couple of which will be released very soon, hopefully, and so she contributed guitar parts on those, and we mix those in with our sets, and I think it's a cool mix.
Yeah, well, I've seen you play a few places so far, and it just seems like that more and more I'm seeing your names out there playing as this act, and I mm-hmm. think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the Jars. It's the other two members. They're pretty busy people too, and so if there's something that comes up that I want to do and they can't take, it's really works out for both of us to do it, and it's mm-hmm. fun, and it's a little bit, you know, the same songs, a lot of my tunes, and then Danny's. As well, so you're getting an Indian Summer Jars vibe, definitely, but there's no harmonies, vocals, which is missed a lot, but also it's really brings out...
I just have to play harder.
You just have to play harder, make up for the lack of the harmonies, so... but yeah, it's cool, it's just fun.
Something's holding me in my sleep. Something's holding me in my sleep. The stars in your eyes are bright, and the dark of the night so deep. Something's holding me in my sleep.
Hey now, is it safe now to just be? And hey now, you can come out, play with me.
That's Butterfly Skydiver by Sarah Beth and Danny Fiore, live from the Mosaic Mother's Day Tribute Concert on Around the Wood Stove.
Well, thanks for taking just a few minutes here before soundcheck to chat with me about this.
Thank you, Jason.
And have a great show tonight.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Don't forget to visit Woodstove House online at woodstovehouse.com. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter to keep up with what's happening. On Mother's Day, Mosaic partnered with Mark DeRose to organize a Mother's Day tribute concert and benefit to raise money and awareness for a team of friends who will be participating in the Susan G. Komen 3-day walk to help erase breast cancer. That's coming up this October in Philadelphia. Next up on the program is the one and only Stephen Courtney, along with Jessica Smucker on Around the Wood Stove's coverage of the Mosaic Mother's Day tribute concert. I'm with Stephen Courtney and Jessica Smucker at Mosaic's Mother's Day Hootenanny. It's May 2012, and Mark DeRose, our good friend Mark DeRose, put together this wonderful evening to celebrate mothers and to raise awareness and money for some breast cancer awareness. And those folks, there's a walk going on in Philadelphia in October. Proceeds from this night will benefit a team that's walking in this breast cancer awareness walk. So. That's what's happening, and as a result, there's an all-star team that's been put together, including a water boy named Derry Miller. Yeah, everybody
else. Ball way back center field. There's Derry. He's going to pull it.
Everybody else is an all-star. Derry's an all-star, too.
True that.
Just don't tell him.
Yeah.
We don't want his head to get big. And Stephen Courtney, finally on this program after years of trying to coax him.
Well, that's because, you know, I have my own wood stove at my house.
That's right.
I'm always hanging around there. You know, it's like, it's hard to get away from this. I got one right here. Sorry, man.
Tell me how you got involved with tonight.
Directly through Mark, Mark DeRose. And, you know, I'd met some of the folks through Mosaic before as well. So just kind of been looking and waiting for an opportunity to partner and jump on the bandwagon and do something. And this just seemed like a great event.
Yeah.
And I saw that Jessica was going to be here, and I'm like, I'm in.
Right.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Everybody said that so far.
Right? Really?
At the recommendation of Mike Mails, I decided I'd come out and come out and see the show.
What are you playing tonight? What are you bringing to the table?
Literally, what am I playing? I'm playing acoustic guitar and a harmonica.
Fantastic.
How about that? And then I'm doing an older song of mine called That Wonderful Lady. And I had originally written the song Through the Eyes of My Children, sort of as a Mother's Day song for my wife, Joyce. So sort of writing a Mother's Day song, you know, through seeing their experience of life and what they found, just their ways of expressing what was
That's
what
cool.
they felt was important.
So yeah.
There's a wonderful lady I know. She watches me play and grow. She's right there when the day begins. She's more than special. She's my best friend. Oh, doodle diddle 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 dum. That wonderful lady, she's my mom. She teaches me to do what's right. She tucks me in when she says goodnight. Then she's right there when the day begins. She's more than special. She's my best friend. Oh, doodle diddle 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 dum. That wonderful lady, she's my mom. She knows how to cook my favorite meals. She knows how to shop for those special deals. She cheers me up when I'm feeling bad. She loves us kids and she really, really, really loves Dad. Yeah.
That's a song called That Wonderful Lady by Stephen Courtney on Around the Wood Stove. And now back to our conversation with Stephen and Jessica Smucker.
Jessica, how about you? How did you get involved in tonight?
I guess, was it Mark or maybe it was Nick who contacted me? And yeah, I'm not sure. I was asked by somebody to be part of it. And I'd put the word out there through somebody at work. I work at Fly Magazine. So maybe I think Mike McMonagle had been talking about it. And I was like, well, I have some songs about my mom.
Great.
So eventually that got back to the people that put this together, and they asked me to be part of it.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing those songs as well.
Yeah.
songs from the records?
There's one. The one song I'm going to do is from my first EP.
Okay.
That I did with my band, and it's a song called Last Minute Messiahs. And the second one I'm going to do is actually a new song called Crazy These Days.
Cool.
And my mom had a very difficult childhood and kind of a difficult life that she worked very hard to make something better out of, and did a really good job with me and being a parent, but I think always sort of had that history lurking mm-hmm. around her, and some of it was a mystery to me until I was older, and some of it it was like I could feel the presence of it but never knew how to name it. And so both of the songs that I'm going to do tonight are kind of about that. I'm also hoping to sneak in a poem that is also about my mother.
I think you could probably make that work.
Yeah, I think so.
Dear broken mama, I hope you know I love you more than words, but there are things I should have known. You could have shown your pain, you could have told me why. It's not the worst thing for a girl to see her mother cry. I was ill-prepared for being alive. I never learned the art of when to tell the truth or how to lie. So I do my work, I shut my door, I try not to love so hard, 'cause everyone little bit crazy these days.
That was a new song from Jessica Smucker called Crazy These Days, performed live at Mosaic's Mother's Day tribute concert. Thanks to both of you for taking some time to chat with me about your music and the show tonight at Mosaic. The Hootenanny.
Yeah.
The Mosaic Mother's Day Hootenanny.
It's going to be fun.
I had an opportunity just before the concert started to chat with Jill Goodmiller and Mosaic visionary Nick Francis about the team That's What Friends Are For, who will be participating in the Susan G. Komen 3-Day this upcoming October in Philadelphia. Joining me is Nick Francis, Grand Poobah here at Mosaic, and Joe Goodmiller, who is part of the fundraising aspect of tonight and the awareness-raising aspect of tonight's Mosaic performance for Mother's Day that we've been getting ready for here this evening. So, Jill, welcome to Around the Wood Stove. Nick, welcome back, of course.
It's great to see you.
Let's just talk about what's happening tonight with raising money and raising awareness at this particular show. Jill?
Well, Nick was kind enough to invite us here to talk about our fundraising for That's What Friends Are For. It's a local Lancaster team, and we are fundraising to support the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Okay. And there's a walk that's involved. Tell me about how this is going to play out coming up this fall.
Well, this is one of Susan G. Komen's biggest fundraisers. They do 3-Day for the Cure. It's 60 miles over the course of 3 days.
Wow.
In Philadelphia, we will be walking at the beginning of October. Each team member individually needs to raise $2,300 to be able to walk. So together, our team of 16 will need to raise just under $37,000.
Wow. Each team member. Okay.
Each team member must raise a minimum of $2,300 just to be able to walk.
Wow.
Now, in our conversation, I remember you sharing with me a little bit of your experience walking last year. You were the only person of your team that's actually done this before, is that correct?
I am the only member who walked last year. Okay. A couple team members had walked the year previously.
Okay. Can you just give us a snapshot again of what your experience was like last year?
Oh, it's overwhelming. There are about 1,500 people who gather as walkers. In addition, there are about 500 to 600 crew members who volunteer their time to support the walkers. And we walk approximately 20 miles per day throughout the Philadelphia area, through Willow Grove, Manayunk, downtown in Philly, Main Line. And the community comes out and supports the walkers, cheers them on. It's overwhelming.
Wow.
It really is.
And are there other events, other ways that you're going to be raising money between, like, when's the deadline?
Sometime in September, we okay. will need to have our fundraising money in the bank, so to speak, okay. to be able to complete our registration. We have been doing bake sales, sub sales. Individually, we have been begging family and friends, contacting businesses okay. to help support us.
Is there a website that people can go to learn more about what you're doing and to donate?
Absolutely. It's www.the3day.org. It's a Susan G. Komen run website. It has a lot of information on what Susan G. Komen does and supports, and also what you can do to support people who are participating. Again, our team name is That's What Friends Are For. You can search us by okay. team to make donations.
Great. So then you go from the main website to the individual teams, and then you can donate directly there.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so yes. much for taking a minute to talk with us. Good luck with all of your fundraising efforts. This is a great cause, and have a great time tonight at the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. As the concert wrapped up, all of the musicians were called back on the stage to join Derry Miller for an encore performance of the song with a little help from my friends.
You know I get so high a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try, gonna try, gonna try, gonna try. What do you need, anybody? I just want someone to love.
Yeah, brother.
What do you mean, anybody? I said, one on your own. Sucking my bottle on your own. Cause I get by with a little help from my friends. You know my kids so I said, yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. And you know that I will, I'll try. I'm gonna try, gonna try, gonna try. One more time, cause I get help with a little help from my friends. You know I get so high with a little help from my friends. Know that I'm gonna try the little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try, gonna try, gonna give it up for everybody on stage.
Special thanks to Benjamin Bachman, production manager at Mosaic, for the live recordings, and everybody at Mosaic who volunteer and make these shows a reality. Visit mosaicpresents.com to check out a full list of the other shows that Mosaic already has scheduled. Coming up on Saturday, June 9th, it's Hoots and Hellmouth, along with the Stray Birds and Mike McMonagle. And on Sunday, June 10th, Mosaic welcomes Ben Roth and Like Wild. You can also find links on the show post at woodstovehouse.com, where you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, share this on Facebook, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.
Oh.
I, Derry Miller.
Hi, Derry Miller.
Do solemnly pledge to
swear.
Give you,
solemnly swear.
Pledge to give you my firstborn child.
Any little money I make from playing music.
And all of the money that you know I make what? From playing. Actually, I'd rather have the money you make not playing music.
Yeah, that's probably true.